This is the Tuesday, October 26th edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. We've got you covered with a variety of action with the World Series starting tonight, in and out in less than 10 minutes.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, alongside Tyler Fulgham, as we have Game 1 tonight between the Astros and Braves. Tyler, I lean to the Braves on the series price, but nothing firm here. I mean, obviously, feels a little bit of a coin flip, so I will side with the plus money, but I could not fault anyone for liking Houston.
Yeah, I don't really have a pick either in the series. I think Houston's the better team, but it's priced as such. Atlanta can certainly win, and you're getting better value in that regard. So I'll probably just try and attack the micro matchups game by game and see if there's something I like there.
Well, is there something you like for game one?
So yesterday, the total was at 8. It's now up to 8.5. I was playing the over yesterday. So I guess I'll still stick with it at even money at 8.5. It seems to be moving that way. So hopefully you got the 8 yesterday when we discussed on a variety of ESPN platforms, this one included. Morton and Valdez, two pretty good pitchers. Valdez is a guy who really keeps the ball on the ground at like a 65% rate, which is obviously tremendous for pitchers. It's either strikeouts or groundouts for him, but he is a lefty, and the Braves, especially since they made some roster changes in the middle of the season, really have a lineup that can attack lefties and do some damage. We know how good the Astros lineup is, especially at home. They're an over team at home. Charlie Morton is good. Another guy who's not quite as great a ground ball specialist, but also when he's on, he's getting strikeouts and putting the ball on the ground. All that said, I just think the offenses are so hot right now. Even with the time off, I'm not going to let that affect me. Both offenses are cooking. So I'll play over 8.5 at even money. I wish it was a little bit better price there, but it is moving in the direction that the instinct was telling me to bet yesterday. So I'll trust that.
All right. Sounds good. Let's go to the NBA. I love this play, and it's been a while since I liked to play this much. I mean, I've liked a couple so far, so we're splitting hairs maybe, but I like the Warriors laying the 9 at Oklahoma City. Obviously, Thunder rebuilding mode is one way to put it. They've certainly they've been blown out in basically every game and lost by 12 in the last game, barely missed the cover, but they're 0-3 ATS. I just think the Warriors last year absolutely destroyed OKC in all three meetings. Couple of them in the 30s was the margin, and one with like 22 or so. Steph went off nearly at 50 in one of the games. I just think the Thunder are kind of inexperienced and can't really defend this offense for Golden State. So the Warriors, just a lot of wide open shots. Steph obviously is special, but just the entire offense for the Warriors can click against this Thunder team. Now SGA will play as opposed to last year. I mean, he sat nearly the entire season. It was ridiculous, but just all in all, I think the Warriors pound them and win by double digits. I just think it's a really good situation to back Golden State here.
Yeah, if I'm playing that game, I'm playing the Golden State side for sure. Oklahoma City has not looked good at all so far to start this season, even with having Shai Gilgeous-Alexander back. So they are completely in rebuild and tank mode. It is a slight 5-game slate. I have a thought on every game. I'm going to wait to see how things shake out with players that are questionable, who's playing, who's not, for some props. But initial lane for the Sixers and Knicks is to go over 217 games at the Garden. All three Knicks games this year have gone over, and they were a tremendous under team last season. And you're saying, why are these games going over? Well, they have made a concerted effort not to really pick up the pace or change their defense, but on offense, they want to shoot threes like the Golden State Warriors of the heyday. That was something they wanted to change. So they're jacking the ball up, you know, 40, 50 times from downtown. And if they convert, that, of course, leads to more points because you get 3 instead of the 2. Also leads to long rebounds, obviously, and that can start transition for the Philadelphia 76ers. Embiid's dealing with a little bit of a bulky knee or ankle situation. So even if he is out, I kind of like the over even more. Andre Drummond's of poor defensive player manning the paint. So that's a boost for the Knicks. But he can, he's a pretty good passer on the other end and can keep that offense in motion. The Lakers and Spurs, we're waiting to figure out a Q tag for LeBron James. I like the over in that one as well. 223, the Laker defense taking a while for all those new pieces to learn Frank Vogel's system. And the Spurs are, you know how I felt about them prior to the season. I thought the market was way too down on their season-long outlook. So I think they're a team at home. It's only given 2.5 to Lakers, whether LeBron is there or not. I think they can score on this Laker team with Derek White, with DeJounte Murray, with Keldon Johnson, Jakob Poeltl, while the Lakers still figure out their defensive identity and how to make all these pieces work. And then obviously Russ and LeBron and AD can score on a defense like San Antonio. Dallas is laying 10.5 against the Rockets at home. Don't love that number because the Rockets can score, but the total seems a little low at 221.5. I'll go over that as well. Then you have the Nuggets and the Jazz. The Jazz only land 7 against a Nuggets team that, to me, has been the most disappointing in the NBA so far this season. It's the second of a back-to-back for the Nuggets. The Jazz, we know how great they have been for the last 3 or 4 years under Quinn Snyder at home, covering the spread. And anything less than 10 right now for the Nuggets against this Jazz team in Utah, especially on the second leg of a back-to-back, I'm going to lay it with the Jazz. The total is 218.5. I would go under that, even though it's super low. Both teams good defensively, but the Nuggets offensively right now have been an absolute train wreck. So I'm not sure they'll get to 100 points against the Utah Jazz with the way they've been playing. So that's why I'm looking at the NBA card tonight, light 5 games, but still some big names that we need to figure out if they're going to play or not. Embiid and LeBron, the biggest amongst that bunch.
It's interesting about that Nuggets Jazz. I mean, Jokic had some interesting comments after they got blown out, lost by 12 at home to Denver, but all three games have gone, to Cleveland. All three games have gone under. I might get into some situational handicapping, like, you know, first to 10 or 20 kind of with the Nuggets. I think they start strong. I like Houston within the number. I mean, plus 11 is a lot at Dallas, which is, you know, you follow some of their beat writers. They have really interesting analytics on just where the shortcomings are right now with this Mavs offense. I don't think the Rockets are good. I just don't think they're terrible.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're even live on the dog if you want to throw like a small thing. I mean, if they just bomb threes, I mean, you had Green making, what, 8 threes the other night? With the veteran presence, like Eric Gordon, like Daniel Tice, they can be a little frisky here. I mean, a bunch of 19-year-olds and 20, I get it, but they're not afraid to just let it rip. And if they're hitting, I certainly like the plus 11 here. This Dallas team, they're trying to figure it out. Obviously, Luka's spectacular, but the rest of the team, new offense with a new coach. We'll see. This is their home opener, though, so they've only been on the road. So maybe we've looking them through a kind of a negative light, if you will. It's tougher on the road. We'll see how things go as the season progresses. But that's a pretty extensive coverage of the NBA card. Obviously, we touched on Game 1 of the World Series and the entire series, Bryce, in the Fall Classic as well. Best of luck to everyone. Tyler, you and I, 6 Eastern on ESPN2 tonight. And let's get it going for another good week.
Sounds good.